Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Once a month, we get these stories that come in about what we call bridezillas. You know, bridezillas. These are the brides that completely are the worst case scenario. They do everything to get under everyone's nerves, including their husband to be and their bridesmaids and their attendees. Yeah. But now, the plate has been passed over to customers, the customer base. Customerzillas. would you explain what a customerzilla is, Caitlin?
I think it's anybody who has worked in retail, anyone who has worked in the service industry in any fashion. You know that there are people who come up and they are terrible to you. They're terrible to you in your work. Their requests are wild. And maybe they're doing it intentionally, or maybe this is just they don't realize how ridiculous their requests are.
Some people just don't really understand the ridiculousness of their request. You're
and
right.
You can tell when you look them in the eyes, they're asking you for something insane that you're just like, you don't even know how difficult this is.
Do you understand what you're saying to me right now? For example, a customer in her 20s at a garden center complained that she purchased a tree in May and now my tree is defective. Ma'am, why is the tree defective? Look at this tree. All the leaves have fallen off of it. It was October.
You just pull out a calendar. You're like, do you know how the seasons work?
At some point, leaves just started falling off, and I'm glad I kept my receipt because the tree is out of leaves at this point.
First, they turned red, which I thought was weird, and then they fell off.
And I kind of dealt with it because it was pretty. And then it decided that.
That's funny.
Yeah, so she had to be given a good explanation in seasons. At a pet store, a customer asked if they sold gum for cats, like chewing gum for cats.
Okay, so this probably started because cats have really bad breath.
Right.
If you've owned a cat, you know that they can get pretty bad breath. But that's not a product that exists that I'm aware of. You could brush their teeth, though. You could stop giving them canned cat food. Those are your options.
Right. But that's not a thing to my knowledge. So I don't know how deep of a conversation that became, but you know, that's one for the record books. A music store owner holding a CD of a dolphin was asked, how did they get the dolphins into the recording studio to get these dolphin sounds on the CD? Does anyone need me to explain that a little further? Or can we just
Caitlin's face right now?
Caitlin, can you imagine the poor bloke that had to carry the dolphins into the studio to get all those dolphin sounds onto the CD?
The more we read through these anecdotes, the more I'm like, actually, yeah, you know what? Maybe the customerzillas are just people who don't know how the world works.
These are real requests, guys.
I know a few of these people in my real life, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I could see her asking that. I could see him doing that.
So after buying a can of bear spray for a camping trip with their sons, a woman returned to the register and asked if she was just to spray the kids from head to toe with the spray.
Oh, no.
Where do I apply the spray on the kids? Well,
you know what? Thank God she asked.
It's not off. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank God she asked.
Okay, well,
is it bear spray like pepper spray or something like that?
Yes, it is. And it can come out like a hose. Like it's very strong.
Oh my God. Boy, okay. Well, I'll give you one last one. A man at a drugstore picked a bottle of mouthwash from the shelf, asked the staff member, said, hey, have you stopped selling these?
What?
Yeah, apparently the guy had really bad breath.
Oh, it was like a joke?
It was an insult.
It was an insult to the poor person who was working the cash?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
You don't want somebody like that at your register. Oh. There's a nicer way to do that.
There is. That person behind the register is not being paid enough to get burned about their breath. Just hand them a piece of gum and move on.
Okay, so in any case, I don't know how you remedy this. Most people just don't even know. Most people don't know what they don't know, right? It is.
That's right.
You don't know anything else.
And I will say, from having worked in a pharmacy, sometimes the scariest questions you can get asked is about people's health.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I just got around to watching the trailer for Joker. This is the 2019 movie starring Joaquin Phoenix, DC Comics universe, or whatever you want to call it. Extended universe. I can't even think right now.
Well, also, it's hard to keep track of all these things. It's nice for me to know that even though you're a big comic book guy, like it's hard for you too.
I can't remember anything, Caitlin. My brain is mush, bro. Like, but anyway, yeah, this is part of the whole thing there. It looks great. It looks really, really, really good. And, you know, a lot of people are thinking, hey, can anyone top the Heath Ledger performance of that character? Well, he doesn't have to top it. He just has to put his own spin on it. And it looks, at this point, that he's doing a very, very good job at that.
I think that's exactly right. Like, we know that Heath Ledger's take on the Joker was just one of the greatest performances of all time.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah,
so I think it's time to move past comparing everything to that and just say, is this good enough to stand on its own? Is it an original take? Because we've seen so many different iterations of this character that just having anything that captivates audiences, I'm interested in.
Yeah, it's cool though. I mean, the Joker is one of the greatest villains of all time. I think out of like Darth Vader, I think him and Darth Vader are probably the two greatest villains of all time. But it looks really good. You should check it out on YouTube if you haven't yet. Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker, which is supposed to be in theaters, I want to say in October. I could be wrong about that, so don't take me at face for that. But what was very interesting is when I started talking about this in the studio with Caitlin, she revealed to me that she had some weird crush on Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
And
accurate.
For the most unlikely of reasons, because he's not hot.
Yeah, okay. So I always think you have like different categories of people you have crushes on and like and why. And he would fall into my, you know, not hot necessarily. I'm sure lots of people do. He's interesting looking and he's cool.
Yes.
I'll say that much. He has the face of an actor.
Right.
I think the camera loves him in many ways.
Okay.
But I'm dancing around saying he's hot, right? Because I don't think we can call him hot.
And this what I love about that is we fall into the trap of thinking that you always have to be ultra hot to be attractive.
You don't.
Like you have to be picturesque and perfect, symmetrical. I mean, the guy has a cleft lip, like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but he still has the hot factor.
No,
he still has the it factor. You get what I'm saying?
And you know what I think it is? Like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but I get bored with being told how everyone should look and seeing the same looking person, the same looking face in every single ad and in every movie. And I just feel like we're done with that. Are we not done with that?
I would like for us to be done with that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you said that. I would like you listening to text us to 104536. What unhot person are you strangely attracted to?
Everybody's going to say their partner.
My husband, right? I mean, you know,
I don't know. He's up there for me. He has been since I saw him in the movie Her. There's just something about him that I like.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was so good in that. He was actually like almost handsome in that.
See? Aha.
Almost.
Yeah, he got you, Tom.
Yeah. No,
he got
you. Think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us, what unhot person, what person that's not really traditionally considered the wow that you're just like, wow. You know what I mean?
Like, you know that there's something there, and you feel the need to preface it by being like, look, I know this might be out of nowhere, but I'm just saying he's not making, you know, people's sexiest man necessarily. Although Blake Shelton was there, so let's just, I don't know.
Blake, you know, people really love Blake Shelton.
Yeah, that's another one that I'm kind of going like, actually, wait, maybe they are coming around to there being alternate versions of hot.
With Blake Shelton, is it the fact that he is now desirable because he has a hot girlfriend? Gwen Stefani really, really, really is into him. Like, she loves him.
Maybe.
And the fact that he has, like, the stuff around him. Blake Shelton walking through a grocery store is just a dude. Blake Shelton getting hugged up on by Gwen Stefani is another story.
Well, you know, he's a star in the country world for sure. I think he's got a charisma. He has a warmth. He has a charm to him, 100%.
So, can I put him in the same category as Mark Anthony?
Okay, I'm saying no.
Come on. There are women out there that
are strangely
attracted to Mark Anthony. And listen, he's not the guy, not the
someone
cover.
Someone just texted this. They said, Mark Anthony, exclamation.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. He's not the cover of GQ.
Yeah. Yeah, they said he's good enough for J-Lo, he's good enough for me. Now, someone else just hit one of my other favorites, Sam Rockwell.
Like, again, oh my goodness, Sam Rockwell,
classic heartthrob. I have always been like, oh, there's something about Sam Rockwell that I like.
Yeah, there's something there.
Sam Elliott, someone just wrote.
That voice. Do you remember? Okay, we did a bit with him on the air. We like played something that he had said on the air, and Marilyn was like, I can feel that down to my feet.
Wow.
His voice is really something.
Can I put another one out there? This is, we talked about this person earlier in the show today, but listen, Prince.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Prince. But is he like the gold standard for hotness?
The text we just received, Prince has been on my freebie 5 since I saw him live in concert. He was dripping in sex appeal.
But is he really the hottest man alive? No, but he is.
No.
Yes, but no. So the point is, you don't have to be chiseled, you know, surgically touched to be hot still. You can capitalize on your hotness just in your swagger and your attitude.
There is not one version of hot for everybody. It just doesn't make sense. Someone else just texted and said Amy Schumer, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. She has a different look, but the fact that she makes me laugh my blank off is very attractive.
Very attractive. This whole thing started because I was slightly late to the party, but I finally got around to watching the Joker official trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker is the new movie that stars Joaquin Phoenix as one of the most epic villains of all time, the Joker from the DC Comics.
It looks like kind of like a sympathetic origin story.
It's an origin story.
Yeah.
It really is. And it looks really, really good.
And he looks kind of messed up in it.
He looks real messed up. He looks kind of maniacal. He looks creepy.
Looks like he's missed a few meals.
Definitely emaciated, Caitlin.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I've got to mention is that Caitlin said he still looks hot, which is not one of the attributes people normally, you know, stack on with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, I didn't say he still looks hot. I actually don't think he looks hot in these trailers. But I did say that he is someone who has fallen into this category of unconventional hotness for me. I've always thought there was something about him. I just like him. I've liked him a lot ever since I saw him in the movie Her. There's just something there.
You know, with so much, you know, social media filters and people taking selfies and trying to be perfect and then all the plastics, we got to beat this point into your head. You don't have to be super hot to be super hot.
Exactly.
There are other things about attractiveness that really kind of stand out. What is it about Joaquin Phoenix?
I think he's incredibly talented. He has this really compelling face. I'm sure some people are like, I don't know. But to me, he has the face of an actor. The camera loves him in a lot of ways. And there's just something about him in interviews. He's so smart. He's so different. He's so talented. There's something there.
I think it's the mysterious factor. Like, he kind of looks like, you know how some people talk too much, like myself? He doesn't say enough. And then it's like, wait, say more. And then you want to hear more from it. And it's like, you want more. Isn't that part of it? No?
Yes, absolutely.
That's it, right?
And especially if it's if you're a personality type like you or myself.
Yeah.
When I, like, if you could, I have the feeling that, like, if I made Joaquin Phoenix really open up and really laugh, I would be like, yes,
exactly,
I love it.
Exactly. But he's that guy that doesn't laugh very easily.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hot factor there.
You imagine him kind of like, you know, smoking a cigarette by an open window and thinking. And I'm like, what are you thinking about?
And guess what? You don't imagine me ever doing something like that, right? I'm sitting in the middle of laughing.
You know what the code words are for someone who's not an attractive actor?
What's that?
Character actor.
Character actor.
That's how you describe someone who doesn't have movie star good looks.
Yeah,
right?
Because their face is the character.
That's right.
Their face is the acting.
But
that's
why he's a lead, and I think that speaks to this this certain something.
Yeah.
So the question we were asking you is, who are the other people who are really not that hot, but still hot?
Yeah.
You'd think we were giving away a prize how many people texted us about this topic.
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 416-870-1045. Jen's on the line. Jen, not so hot, but still hot anyway. Who is it, Jen?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Listen, if you had to paint the picture of pretty, it would not be Steven Tyler. But somehow,
exactly.
Right? What is it about Steven Tyler that gets you?
Just that he's a singer. He's an amazing singer. Love Aerosmith. Just the way he moves. Just the way he carries himself. I don't know. Just perfectly imperfect, I think.
Perfect.
Is the word.
Perfectly imperfect. Is it something about the duck lips that really just gets you?
Not so much. No, I think it's just the singing. I think it's just musicians. I just have a thing for musicians, I guess.
Do you like the fact that you could share scarves?
Absolutely, Caitlin. Absolutely.
But you know,
and can I just tell you guys?
Yeah.
You guys bring me... I have a very long commute every day. You guys bring me so much joy, creates so much happiness every day. Like, I literally laugh in my car every day. It's amazing. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. You really just warm my heart with that little anecdote.
We
right
can
there.
Be your unconventionally hot crushes.
Yay! I put my name in a hat for that. Thanks, Jen.
You guys are a nice crowd. So.
Thank you
nice
so much.
Crowd.
Hey, listen, if we ever run into Steven Tyler, we'll bring him over to you.
Oh, please, sweet.
Promise. All right. Thanks, Jen. Enjoy your
thank
ride
you.
To work.
Okay.
Unconventional hotness. You know, Steven Tyler, he does a thing, and I think unconventionally hot people, what they lack in hotness, they make up in emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know Steven Tyler, when he sings, he's like, I'm crying to get you. Like, it's like that emotion pouring out of him. There's probably something very hot
about
that.
And maybe it's because they're not textbook hot, that they have to work a little harder, or they have it naturally. We've gotten a bunch of answers while we're talking about singing. A lot of responses for Rami Malek. You know him as playing Freddie Mercury in Queen, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you, I kind of get this. Again, like, there's like a certain something.
Who else is unconventionally hot? Give us a call, 416-870-1045. Hey, Mary there. What's up, Mary?
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. Who would you say?
You know, Andrew Garfield. He dated Emma Stone for a long time.
Of course.
And not that he's ugly by any means, but not necessarily my first choice. But after I saw him in Hacksaw Ridge, I was more attracted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it comes down to when people are excellent at their job, they become better looking.
I think there's something about intensity that really draws us into people. Would you agree? Intensity.
Intensity and just when people are great at something, they become more attractive.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see him wear that Spidey suit? Ooh, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. But you couldn't really see his face. So much. Right.
And he has great hair. Shout out to Andrew Garfield's hair.
And like I said, he's not unattractive. It's just, you know, certain types, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, he was not getting first picked at prom dance, you know, when he was in high school. But now he's the pick of the litter. For sure. Thank you so much for the call. There are a lot of people that fit in that category. Maybe even you yourself fit that category. We should give you good news. You don't have to be prom queen to be the hottest person in the block. Online dating is not dying. It's actually growing, but people are turned off by a specific thing, and it's not about your face when you're online dating. Let's see if anyone can guess what 72% of people are turned off by when it comes to online dating.
Short guys.
Tom, we've already covered that topic and
sorry,
we know.
Sorry,
but it's not 72% of people.
Is it something to do with them as a person or is it about their profile?
Profile.
Ah, it's a good one. It is about their profile.
Profile specific.
72% of people are turned off by this when online dating. Has something to do with their profile.
Is it has something to do with their photo? Okay,
And that's funny. It has nothing to do with the photo. You could be the hottest person on earth on your photo, and if you do this on your profile, you're probably going to get side-eyed.
No!
Yeah, man.
What is it?
Spelling mistakes.
Oh, yes!
Yep. Ding, ding.
Yes, yes, yes.
Spelling mistakes. Just, I don't know. I can go both ways on this. I feel like, because everybody makes a spelling mistake every now and then, and usually it's too late once you've put it out there. You're like, I did there, why... Instead of IER or whatever it is. And you're like, I'd like to get the benefit of the doubt that you think I'm smart enough that I know how it's really spelled. I just did it wrong because I'm not perfect. But it just looks really glaringly bad.
Yeah, and if it's on a profile, people can edit that, right? And they've probably seen it and read it over a few times.
Yeah.
And so if there is bad grammar and spelling in that instance, they probably just don't know.
I mean,
they probably don't know.
I know. That's a tough one. I mean, some of the biggest one is, you know, bad apostrophes, subject-noun agreement, you know, all that stuff. When that happens on your online dating profile, you're really, really shooting yourself in the foot.
I've seen celebrities, and they'll post stuff on their Instagram stories, and they have, you know, comma splices, and they misuse the E-I-R and Y-apostrophe-R-E for there, and it is a little bit cringy. You want to write to them almost and be like, hey, do you know about this proper usage?
But why is it so cringy, though? Why? Like, I mean, listen, my bills are paid. I'm not a criminal. You know what I'm saying? I'm healthy. I just forgot the comma.
It's true. It's a little judgy part of the human brain.
But it's just how we work, isn't it? All right.
It's kind of like you feel like at a certain point you should know better.
Yeah, well, just something to look out for. Proofread those online dating profiles.
Apostrophe?
No, not apostrophe.
Okay, good.
Not apostrophe.
Okay, good.
It's plural.
Yeah.
Not possessive.
There you go.
See, I know the rule.
See?
I might make the mistake, but I know the rule. What's up, Tracy?
Hi, good morning. It is Friday.
It is Friday. Yeah, Friday, and Tracy Melcher joins us for the eTalk Entertainment Update.
I do. So, you know, starting off, this Nipsey Hussle story, it just has me in my feelings, along with a lot of people around the globe. And of course, you know, we have to start thinking about his memorial service and then family members that are in charge of finding a place that people could celebrate Nipsey. They're running into problems because the venues in Los Angeles are just not big enough. They've already said no to venues that accommodate about 2,000 people.
Whoa.
They're thinking they're going to need a place that holds at least 15,000. There's only really two or three venues in Los Angeles that can accommodate something like that. The Forum in Inglewood, of course. Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, and that's where I covered Michael Jackson's memorial.
Wow.
There's also the Hollywood Bowl. So last night in Toronto, people gathered to pay their respects of their own at Christie Pitts Park. Eric Holder, the man suspected of killing Nipsey Hussle. Of course, he was charged on Thursday with murder and two counts of attempted murder over an attack outside Nipsey's South Los Angeles clothing store. Of course, this all went down on Sunday. And word is that Christopher Darden, of course, we remember that name from the OJ case.
From the OJ case.
Yes.
What's he doing?
He's going to be his lawyer. Yeah.
He's going to be defense lawyer?
His defense lawyer.
Christopher Darden was a prosecutor.
He was a prosecutor. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. But since that case that happened in the 90s, he's been working mostly in the defense of murder cases, Christopher Darden, since then.
That is one of the toughest jobs on earth.
Yeah.
Like, how do you defend that?
I don't know. He's put himself in situations over the years, but this is the latest.
Eric Holder has to be one of the most like reviled people in LA right now, easily.
And the story that's coming out, I was reading, I believe it was page 6, is that, you know, he had an altercation with Nipsey earlier in the day and came back. Mm. And because Nipsey didn't tell anybody, the story is that one of his friends was incarcerated for about 20 years. And before the friend went home to see friends and family, Nipsey wanted to give him some free clothes to help him feel confident. Confident and secure to go visit his family for the first time. He didn't tell a security guard, so he really went by himself. So apparently, allegedly, Eric Holder saw him at the store. They had an altercation. He left. He came back with a gun and shot, and then went left again and realized that nobody was retaliating, and allegedly went back a third time and shot him in the back of the head and apparently kicked his body. There's a whole situation going on, allegedly, what happened with the story. So
it's a big deal for LA. They're going to have to figure out a nice place for everyone to go so they can pay their respects.
And safely.
Yep.
And
yep.
safely, because yep. that's a whole other situation.
The heartbreak of the story is just astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I know.
To hear the circumstances about what he was doing before he died.
Yes.
And
Jay-Z now has come forward and developed a $15 million trust fund for Nipsey's children. He has two daughters.
Sorry,
he has a son with Lauren London and a daughter from a previous relationship.
That's amazing.
Cardi B, let's make a turn here, is leading all the nominations at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards. She is nominated 21 times, girl power in 18 categories, just missing the record for most nominations set by Drake and the Chainsmokers, who each had 22 nominations in 2017. Kelly Clarkson is going to be hosting the awards from the MGM Garden Arena in Las Vegas on May 1st. That's going to be a great show. I love Kelly Clarkson.
Love that.
Yes, we also love Beyonce. And
this
we also love Adidas.
This is
so exciting. I wore my Adidas to celebrate.
Hey, that looks like something Beyonce would wear, actually.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. That's a compliment. Okay, I'm just wrapping up right now.
Tracy's
going home.
Blushing.
I'm done.
Wait, listen, you look great in it. Forget Beyonce. Fantastic.
Aw, thanks, Jay. So she's going to be partnering with Adidas to create a new line of signature kicks and apparel, as well as relaunching the Ivy Park brand under the Adidas banner. We've also learned that she has plans for some new music. It's not going to be a complete full album. It's going to be some new tracks mixed with some old stuff, maybe a deluxe greatest hits, best of with some new things, and a Netflix special set around her Coachella performance. And there's supposed to be some extra footage and behind the scenes, you know, footage, and that's going to be amazing. She also has The Lion King coming out July 19th. She voices Nala.
I don't think she's doing enough.
She's not doing enough. Well, and she's a mother of three
and
children.
She's a mother.
Yes.
And she's just Beyonce.
And she's Beyonce.
I'm convinced there's six of them in the planet.
It has to be.
There just couldn't just be one, but she is a Virgo, so it explains it all.
And me struggling to get laundry done.
I know.
Who are you telling?
Man.
I know. I hate opening that washing machine and that sour smell.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
let me in.
It's the worst.
Gosh, how do you get that sour smell out? It's vinegar.
Is that one?
Vinegar and water. You got to soak it.
Thank you.
Happy
Questions
Friday.
Beyonce never asks.
No, how do you get that sour smell out of your laundry? Nope, she's never said that.
I don't even think her laundry gets dirty.
Do you think she knows where the laundry room is?
She just buys new clothes. That's what I thought.
No. she wouldn't do that to the planet. I feel like she's a recycler.
No, the clothing just grows off her skin. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
That's awesome. You too, Tracy.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Yesterday's student walkout in protest of massive cuts to education by the Ford government here in Ontario still trending today. This all started with a viral post by a grade 12 student in Listowel, Ontario named Natalie Moore, and it quickly snowballs as her friends and then students all over Ontario share it on social media, on their Instagram stories. This is the student protest movement of the future, and surprise to no one, it all starts on social media. But the government memo trending as of last night says that 3,475 teaching jobs will be cut in the next 4 years. During the June election, as many are recalling, Doug Ford said not one job would be cut. That's a lot more than one job, and has people really worried today about larger class sizes and what they're going to do to the quality of public education, the quality of what our students are learning, and then their success afterwards.
Hey, listen, I don't have much skin in the game because I'm new to town and you know, I don't know all the debates, but I do reject the notion that students are being fed information and can't make a choice on their own. You know, students get information. Maybe they get it from whatever source, and then they decide they want to stand up for themselves, and I commend that.
Well, why would the students who are going to be the ones who are immediately impacted by this, why would they not have something to say about it?
Yeah.
They should have more to say about this than people who aren't in school. They should know more about this backwards and front. I just feel like they are informed because they need to be.
It's all from that, like, kids should be seen and not heard type of deal, and I just don't like that.
They just wanted to get out of school for the day.
No,
that's not why. That is not why. They had something to say about this because they're the ones who are going to be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So parents and concerned residents in Ontario are asking themselves today, how's this going to look and what's this going to do to our public education system? It's a fair question. Now, we have a real variety pack of trending stories this hour. WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange is trending around the world right now because, as we know, he's been in hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012. I can't believe it's been since 2012.
Wow.
So he sought refuge there following this ruling that said he should be sent back to Sweden, where he was going to face these sexual assault allegations. Those allegations are dropped, but apparently high-level sources in the Ecuadorian embassy say he's going to be expelled within days or even hours. He could be sent to the U.S. to face charges over WikiLeaks releasing those sensitive U.S. government files.
Wow.
It's a full spy movie playing out in real time.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we'll see what happens to him, but he might be leaving the embassy soon. And the most expensive divorce maybe of all time? One of them. Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, is 36 billion, not million, 36 billion poorer after finalizing his divorce. That was the cash settlement he made with his ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos. So $36 billion. She just became the fourth richest woman in the world.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
It's a good investment.
Not a
marriage. It's a very good investment.
Now, I always think of the photos that we see of, like, when he was just sitting behind some random PC in an office with Amazon on a piece of loose leaf paper next to him on the wall. You know, that she's been in it with him for a while. They've known each other for a long time. They have a family together. So it's just still, it's a big settlement. It just, this is the way it shook out for them.
When you have $36 billion to scrape off, how much other money do you have?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
I mean,
you're scraping off $36 billion. That means you've got hundreds of billions of dollars.
While he's just sleeping, the amount of interest he's accumulating while he's asleep is astounding. So even though it's a big number that we're hearing about in this settlement, it's not a big deal to him.
Listen, the Lord knows what he did when he didn't give me that much money. You couldn't get me to work if I had that much money. Like, nah, I don't feel like it today. I'm going to go swim in my billions. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. Show. Chum 104.5.